We're going to go ahead and review the council agenda for the meeting tonight so that we can expedite our time. I'm sure the mayor will be here shortly, but let's go ahead and review the agenda for this evening. Do we have any questions on page 2? All right, page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. 7. Page 8. And page 9. So we're all set for the agenda tonight. Okay. Do we have any reports or meetings or conferences attended? Yes.
I'd like to report on Saturday on two events that I attended, as well as the mayor. The Rose Garden Volunteers and Mesa Community College had an event honoring Armed Forces Day at the Rose Garden at Mesa Community College, which, if our viewers haven't seen, is truly one of the finest public gardens that we have in the Southwest. And it was a wonderful event with Congressman Mitchell helping to honor our armed services. And then after that, we attended a community preparedness fair at Marlboro Mesa. And I wanted to thank all the city departments and nonprofits who participated in that event. We had a very good turnout on learning about what our community should do in terms of disasters, both natural and otherwise. So it was a very good event on Saturday. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Councilmember Richens, anything you did on Friday? I think there was something Friday night. Somebody got wet.
And we had the grand opening of Kino Pool on Friday. It was a really great, well-attended event. And the highlight of the event was wishing Councilmember Jones a happy birthday.
No, the highlight of the event was watching somebody try to get across the pool in the hamster ball.
My son is wearing his red, white, and blue hamster victory necklace with pride.
That Daddy earned for him. Okay.
Where is that, Kyle? 49?
We're not going there. Go ahead, Scott. Mayor?
Thank you. Where are we? I apologize for being late.
We're just doing review of meetings or conferences attended, and then when we complete that and then scheduling of meetings, we'll go ahead and do our executive session.
Okay.
We've already reviewed the agenda.
Did you already go over item 10? I know that's pulled off.
No, Mayor, you may want to.
Okay.
Oh, you want to explain that one?
Yeah, I need to explain why we're dealing with item 10 on the agenda if we go back on page 9.
Okay.
We have that in two separate issues. If you'll remember, the Metro made two recommendations. One of the recommendations is that the light rail extend down Main Street, and that be the preferred route. The second one was that light rail extend to Gilbert Road. I have a potential conflict because I have partial ownership of some property east of Mesa Drive. Therefore, I will need to recuse myself from the discussion and vote on the extension to Gilbert Road. So when we get to 10B, Vice Mayor, I'll turn it over to you. I will sit that one out, and I will not be voting on that. Okay? Is that an adequate explanation? 10B. 10B. 10A is the Main Street route, and 10B is the extension to Gilbert Road.
Okay.
Okay?
So finish meetings, conference attended. Anybody else?
One thing I'd like to report on as we're doing that, I had the opportunity to attend the graduation last Friday night, the commencement, what do they call it? Not exercises, the commencement for Mesa Community College. It was tough for me. I had actually agreed to go to two different colleges and give commencement addresses that week, and I explained that to them. I chose to go to Mesa since they asked me first, and they are in my hometown, and you know, the other college, I had to tell them I could not be there. Thank heavens ASU had a backup plan. So, hey, yeah. Yeah, you saw that one coming, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We were all waiting.
Yeah. You were waiting. Yeah, there we go. So it was really nice to go and see the important impact that Mesa Community College has on our community. So thank you to them for treating me very nicely, and hope I represented the city halfway decently there, which would be an improvement if I got up to halfway. Okay, anything else for meetings and conferences? Mr. Brady.
We do have a study session this Thursday at 7:30 a.m. And then on the following Thursday, another study session, but we also be having a District 1 Building Stronger Neighborhood meeting, which will be again at 6:30 p.m. and it'll be held at Edison Elementary School. And our next council meeting after tonight is on June 1st. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to move into executive session.
So moved.
Have a motion from the Vice Mayor, second Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We will now move into executive session, and we will convene upstairs for the regular council meeting at 5:45. Thank you very much.